Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Vanished ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
I'm not eating. I'm not sleeping. I'm just worrying about my family.
The past 11 days have been hard for the mother of 16-year-old Latanya Carwell.
If y'all see him, please call authorities to help my family get home.
Tanya Tripp's emotional plea comes after her daughter went missing from her South Augusta home in the wee hours of the morning on her 16th birthday. She left with her stepdad, 38-year-old Leon Tripp, to help a friend. Tanya Tripp says her husband only called by his first name as they left.
Hello, and welcome to episode 79 of The Vanished. 16-year-old Latanya Janelle Carwell disappeared from Augusta, Georgia, after leaving with her stepfather, Leon, around 1:30 a.m. on April 17, 2017. As the story goes, Leon got a phone call from a friend in South Carolina who needed help after his car broke down. Leon decided to bring Latanya with him to help him use the GPS. The two disappeared that night, and the truck they were driving was found just about a mile away. Leon was found this past week, but Latanya remains missing. This is Latanya's story. Audible offers thousands of popular favorites, exclusive new series, guided wellness programs, comedy, and exciting new voices in audio. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. I like to listen a little bit each evening while I'm cooking dinner. And it's great for my evening walks, too. Recently, I've been listening to Lay Them to Rest by Laura Norton. It's a fantastic audiobook. You don't want to miss it. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. That's audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. As most of you know, many stories come to me from families of the missing. But often, organizations who advocate for missing persons will ask me to cover some cases that need more attention. A few days ago, the organization Bring Our Missing Home asked me to feature Latanya's disappearance as an urgent case. While Latanya's mom was initially speaking to the media to spread awareness about her daughter's disappearance, things took a strange and disturbing twist within the past week. I spoke with Kathy Rhodes, who's the founder of Bring Our Missing Home. She's been working on Latanya's case from the beginning and had become close with Latanya's mom, Tanya Tripp. Latanya has been described as a good kid. She excelled in school and even won multiple awards for her schoolwork. She was looking into going into the medical field after high school. When I spoke with Kathy, she took me through the details of Latanya's disappearance, starting with Latanya leaving with her stepdad, Leon, in the early morning hours of April 17th, which also happened to be Latanya's 16th birthday.
The story that I was told was by Mrs. Tripp was about 1:30 that morning. Her husband, which would be Latanya's stepdad, they were leaving the house. Apparently, one of his friends' vehicle had broke down up around Clark Hill, South Carolina, and he was going to go help. And he was taking Latanya with him. So she said, "Okay, hurry back." Next thing we know, you know, we got involved in the case. A missing persons report was filed. I believe it was on the 17th at 8:50 p.m. Apparently, Tanya's phone did ping in the Atlanta area. The truck was missing. So everyone was out looking for the truck, Leon Tripp's truck. Truck was found about a mile from the house around the corner on Old McDuffie Road. No sign of Latanya, no sign of Leon. Later, earlier in May, Richmond County Police Department decided to put out a warrant for Leon for kidnapping. During this entire time, our organization, Bring Our Missing Home, we were working the case with Mrs. Tripp to try to locate her daughter. Well, we circulated her flyer throughout the whole state of Georgia. We have not gotten one lead or tip called into our tip line. Well, I kept in touch with Mrs. Tripp. We kept in touch talking, was there any clues or anything about LaTanya, where she could be, any word, anything. And it was always, I never heard from anyone. I haven't heard from them. I don't know where they're at. I just want my baby home.
Here's a clip of LaTanya's mother, Tanya Tripp, explaining what happened.
My daughter has never, ever been away from me this long, a period of time without no call, text, or anything. And I need my baby home at the utmost 15 days ago. That's how important it is. Okay, so on the 16th, which was Easter, we had a cookout. And I was helping out with them with the cookout. And I do have cancer. I have brain cancer and I have lung cancer. And I was inhaling too much of the smoke, so my husband told me to go in the house and lay down. So I did, because I couldn't breathe. And shortly after that, she was out there helping him finish cooking and what have you. They all ate and everything, but I didn't eat at that time. Later on, that's when, I said about 1:30, he came in the house after all that was over. He came in and he said, "Babe, I need to use your phone. I need to look up something," is what he said. So I just gave him my phone and rolled back over and lay down. And shortly after that, I heard his truck crank up. And then I heard, after that, the back door slam. My baby girl, shortly after that, when they left, came in and told me that, she had left or whatever. Janelle's gone, is what she said. And I said, "Gone where?" And she said, "I don't know." So I goes through the house calling for her, nothing. And I immediately go into mommy mode. I called my husband because I knew he had my phone. And he first thing he said was, "Baby, I'm sorry." He said, "I got Janelle." He said, "I got her to ride along with me because I didn't want to bother you because you were sick." He said, "I was going to ask you, but you were sick, but I didn't want to bother you." And he said, "I asked her to ride with me to help with the GPS because he is not no technology person. He's not. And my daughter is good at that kind of stuff. So that's why he asked her, since I wasn't able to go." And she went with him to help her dad with that. He told me, he said, "Maurice is stuck on side the road." He said, "And I'm trying to help him." I said, "Okay." And he said, I told him, I said, "Wait, you going to follow him all the way home?" He said, "No." He said, "When we get back in Augusta," he said, "he going to go his way. I'm going to go mine." I said, "Okay." I said, "Babe, call me and let me know y'all on y'all way or what have you." He said, "Okay, I will." And 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, I'm calling, texting, nothing. And that's one thing they not going to do, is ignore my call when they see me calling at all. They not. Especially her. If she see me calling, she's going to answer that phone. If he's same thing with him, regardless of what he's doing, he's going to stop. He's going to answer me and go back to wherever he's doing. So it's crazy for them not to answer the phone or what have you. And all this craziness about they ran off to be together and stuff, no, it's no truth in none of that. That's her dad, that's his daughter, that's it. I'm his wife, not her. So all that craziness, it's no happening to that. I need my baby home, like 15 days ago type home, because she has never been away from me this long. And I know she's going out of her mind trying to find me or trying to get home. So, yes, I need my baby home. Mm-hmm. I do. Please, if you see her, call the authorities so they can do their job to get her home, because every law enforcement agency around this world know about this case. So, yeah, please, if you see her, just call 911, please.
The family reported that they received a tip that LaTanya was seen walking down a road around 1:30 a.m. with a backpack on in Clearwater, South Carolina, just 2 days after her disappearance. The tipster said that they asked if she needed a ride, and she said that she was meeting someone. This tip has not been substantiated. There was also a sighting of Leon 4 days after they disappeared, at a Stop and Shop grocery in Atlanta, but LaTanya was not with him. Tanya Tripp appeared on the local news on multiple occasions to plead for the return of her daughter and husband. But then just this past week, this happened.
Investigators say both LaTanya Carwell's stepfather and her mother are behind bars tonight. Leon Tripp was arrested Tuesday in DeKalb County, Georgia, by U.S. Marshals. Tanya Tripp was arrested a few hours later after the Richmond County Sheriff's Office and Atlanta Police Department located her. Investigators say she was in contact with Leon Tripp and relocated to the Atlanta area where the two were living together.
Kathy spoke to Tanya multiple times on the day that she was arrested.
Well, everything just kind of took a big twist this past Tuesday. Leon was arrested in Atlanta, Leon Tripp, on aggravated stalking charges. I was talking with Tanya back and forth that morning. We were texting. We were talking on the phone. I talked with Tanya, and I asked her, Mrs. Tripp, what happened? How did you find Leon? What's going on? She said that she was taking the U-Haul because she said, I need to tell you this first. And I'm like, okay, you know, what is it? And she's like, I got evicted and I moved to Atlanta. At that point, nobody knew. The news people did not know where she was at. Nobody knew where she was at. I knew that morning. Now, police may have known, but I knew that morning where she was at. She said she was taking the U-Haul back to drop it off. She seen her husband, which was Leon Tripp, walking down the side of the road. She said she hollered at Leon, and he came over to the U-Haul. I said, where was LaTanya? Was she with him? Where was she? Did he say anything? She told me, Mrs. Tripp did, that Leon told her that about 2 days, which would have made it April the 19th, LaTanya wanted to go home. He took her to the train station in Atlanta, told her how to take the train to get to the Greyhound bus station to get on a bus to come back to Augusta. I was asking her different questions. Did he say anything else? And she would just kind of blow me off. And I said, well, how did he get arrested? And she said, when I pulled into the U-Haul place, she said, we were surrounded by marshals. I said, well, did you call the police and report that you seen him? She never would answer me. So we kept texting back and forth and talking that day. And I was like, Tanya, anything? Have you any clues to where LaTanya's at? Nothing. Later in that afternoon, I was talking with Tanya, 5 o'clock maybe range, 5-6 o'clock range. I called Tanya. I'm like, Tanya, any news? What's happening? She says, I'm being interviewed by investigators, and they just read me my Miranda rights. I said, have you been arrested? She said, not yet. I said, what is going on? She says, I really don't know. I don't know what's happened. So at that time, the news here, local news, they were at the house. They had found out that Tanya had been evicted. It was all over the news here because, you know, the news blew up when Leon was arrested. My husband, of course, had seen the news. He said, you might need to get a hold of Renetta and kind of take control of a little bit of what's happening. It's getting a little out of hand. So I called Renetta DeBose. She works with WJBF. I talked with Tanya and said, look, I told Tanya first what was going on. Did she want me to make a statement? And she said, yes. So that's when I called Renetta. The statement that I was able to give Renetta, because everybody was looking for Tanya, was that she had moved to Atlanta. I told Renetta that, you know, I would call her back if I had any other news. I called Tanya back. She answered the phone. I was like, Tanya, where are you? She said, I'm at home. I said, did you get arrested? She says, I am arrested. I said, what's going on? She said, I'm come to my house so someone can come pick up my sister can come get my little girl so DFAX doesn't take her.
LaTanya also has a 7-year-old sister.
I said, where is LaTanya? What are we going to do? I said, I'm going to continue looking for LaTanya. what is happening? She says, I don't know. And I said, Tanya, I said, being arrested. I said, why? She says, because they say I was hiding my husband or harboring a criminal. It's what, something along those lines, she said. I'm like, Tanya, I said, the news is blowing up. I said, they want to know where you're at. I said, we told them you were in Atlanta. I said, we still don't have LaTanya. I says, what do you want me to do? Her words was, at this point, it don't matter anymore. She was arrested. She has now been brought back to Richmond County. I have talked to the investigators, Investigator Sylvester. One of the things that I've told the investigator, they're getting the stories that I've gotten. None of the stories are matching. We've got stories with a lot of holes in it, puzzles, nothing matches up. One of the stories that I heard was, when I was talking to Tanya, was, what about the phones? You know, we know the phone pinged in Atlanta. We know the child's phone pinged in Atlanta. She told me the story that Leon and LaTanya, the truck ran out of gas. They went to get a gas can. They got the gas can to go get gas. When they got back, the phones were stolen out of the truck. I'm like, okay. At that point, that was just, there was just so many red flags that were just going off in my head. As of earlier this morning, they were not talking to the police. They were not talking. I do know that Miss Tanya, Mrs. Tripp, was going to be interviewed today. I have not heard when her bond hearing is. Mr. Tripp, his bond hearing was today. He was denied bond in Atlanta. He has not been brought back to Richmond County yet for his charges here. Of course, he was arrested in Atlanta. He had the aggravated stalking charge warrant out on him. So that was an active warrant when he was found. Of course, he was arrested on that. So he had a bond hearing on that today in Atlanta.
Leon's aggravated stalking charge is from an older case. If you go pull up his history, he has a fairly extensive criminal history, including charges ranging from armed robbery to cruelty to children. According to Tanya, she and Leon knew one another when they were younger and then started talking again while he was incarcerated. The two got married while he was in prison, and then he moved in with her and her daughters when he was released in 2015. Even though Kathy gave Tanya the benefit of the doubt from the beginning, she was seeing red flags with her stories all along.
The whole story has been really odd from the beginning with me. But of course, with what we do when a child goes missing, we always put our good faith into the parents. We always do. That's just typical, normal. But there's been flags the entire time. Things just didn't seem right of what was happening. When we started circulating the flyer of LaTanya and covered all of Georgia and not getting one tip or lead in, I started getting concerned. And we started back again, told the investigator what we would do, been given an area of the Atlanta area that we're concentrating on, getting her flyer in around that area to see if we can get anything. So far, nothing. At this point, we don't have a tip or a lead that even lead us to begin a search, because we have nowhere to start. But at this point, we have no idea where this child is. We do not know if she's alive or if she's deceased. But the one twist of the whole story was Mrs. Tripp said she did not know anything. She didn't know where they were at. Nothing. But she moved to Atlanta to be with Mr. Tripp. So apparently she was in contact with him the entire time. And that's how the marshals knew, because they knew that Mrs. Tripp was apparently in contact with Leon, knew when she moved to Atlanta, was watching her And that's how they got him.
We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't settle for that one doctor that isn't really addressing your needs. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, and you can even search by location, availability, and insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. I use this and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/vanished and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/vanished. ZocDoc.com/vanished. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. I've been using Greenlight with my older two kids for years. One thing that I love about it is that I can set up recurring or one-time chores, customized to my family's needs, and then my kids earn an allowance to reward them for a job well done. Not only does it motivate them to actually get the chores done, but it also teaches them a bit about financial literacy and independence. They're learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/vanished. That's greenlight.com/vanished to try Greenlight for free. One more time, that's greenlight.com/vanished.
Law enforcement has searched the area around LaTanya's home, and just this week, the crime scene unit went out and examined the inside of the home. It's too soon at this point to know if they found anything. The news of Tanya and Leon's arrests has shocked the local community, who had rallied behind Tanya for over a month.
It's been a shock pretty much for the complete community down in South Augusta, and the community in general. I mean, people are getting in an uproar. They believed her story, and now they're hearing different. And, you know, the only thing that everybody wants is just tell where LaTanya's at. If you know something, tell where she's at.
I asked Kathy about the early possible sighting of LaTanya walking down the road in South Carolina.
That was supposedly sighting that would have been over across the river in Clearwater, South Carolina. That nothing ever came about on that. Nothing. Nothing. There's a post out there that someone says that LaTanya was working in a strip club called the Blue Flame or Blue Flame Lounge in Atlanta. I looked at their website today, looked at all the dancers. I didn't see anything that resembled LaTanya. I've checked Backpages Augusta, Backpages Atlanta. I haven't found anyone that resembles LaTanya. I've even checked Backpages Houston, because Houston is a very big trafficking area. I have not found her. Nothing.
There are so many things about Tanya's story that just don't add up at all. The investigator in the case has said that they've been able to verify that the story about meeting that friend with a broken down car, that simply isn't true. Kathy pointed out some of the inconsistencies that she's noticed.
And then the story, the truck ran out of gas, and Leon and LaTanya took the gas can to go get, they left the phones in the truck, and they went to get the gas can, take the gas can to go to the gas station to get gas, but when they got back, the phones were missing. But Tanya had already told me that LaTanya's phone had pinged in Atlanta. And what didn't add up to me was, in my head, of course, I didn't come out and say anything to Tanya. is, okay, they went and got gas. They came back with a gas can with gas, found their phones were missing. Why didn't they just put the gas in the truck and drive off? So that was a big flag. I mean, a big flag. But I knew when she started telling me the story about Leon walking down the road, when she, just by coincidence, when she was taking the U-Haul back in Atlanta, I knew right then in my head that there something was wrong. Something was not right. A million to one shot that would happen. I mean, that would be like winning the lottery. If your husband had taken his stepdaughter and he has kidnapping charges on him, that's, you know, and you accidentally, the day you're driving to take a U-Haul back, he's walking down the road. As a mother, if that would have been me, I would have parked that U-Haul out and I would have been out of that U-Haul and I would have beat the total out of him until he told me where my child was. And I would have been arrested. I would have been arrested for that.
There are two clips of Tanya talking that really stood out to me. In my personal opinion, she sounds jealous of her daughter and very defensive of the relationship between herself and her husband. The first one was her reply when she was asked about the rumors of a relationship between Leon and LaTanya.
Really? He married to all this prettiness and he gonna run away with our daughter? Come on now. That's stupid.
If you didn't understand that, she said, really? He messed with all this prettiness and he's going to run away with our daughter? Come on now, that's stupid. This is the second clip of her talking about this.
And all this craziness about they ran off to be together and stuff, no. No, there's no truth in none of that. That's her dad. That's his daughter. That's it. I'm his wife, not her. So all that craziness, there's no happening to that.
Now, I won't speculate on exactly what happened to LaTanya or where she may be, but it's quite obvious that Leon and Tanya Tripp know more than they're saying. I'm very worried for LaTanya's well-being, knowing that her mom had been communicating with Leon this whole time. It does not sit well with me at all. If you go on social media, you'll see lots of rumors about this case. I'm sure many of them are similar to what you may be thinking right now after hearing the story, including the possibility of an inappropriate relationship between Leon and LaTanya. We don't have any proof of this, but please remember that LaTanya had just turned 16 the day that she disappeared. And if something like that was going on, she's still a child and a victim of all of this. One thing mentioned in this episode that I was not able to substantiate is whether or not her mother Tanya has brain and lung cancer like she stated in that one clip. What we're trying to do now is to spread this story as far as we can, along with LaTanya's picture, with the hope of bringing in some new leads. As you heard Kathy say, they don't even know where to start searching at this point. I get disgusted when I come across a case where the mother isn't being a true advocate for a missing child. As a parent myself, it's disturbing. Kathy expressed to me that even though Tanya's been arrested, the community is now coming together to help find LaTanya.
Right now, the young lady, you know, she has her family, the rest of her family are advocating for her. She does have all the volunteers and all of us from Bring Our Missing Home. And I know she has community support here in Augusta behind her. But we've got to find this child. It's been over a month.
I asked Kathy if she could give us a little bit of background on her organization and what they do.
Our organization is Bring Our Missing Home, Inc. We are a nonprofit organization. The base of the organization is here in Georgia. We are nationwide. Our website is www.bringourmissinghome.org. Of course, we have our Facebook page, which is Bring Our Missing Home. Our email is BOMH@bringourmissinghome.org. Our Facebook page has all of our missing flyers on it. We have a missing section on our website, but at the website is where families can go and fill out the family intake for their missing loved one, and also where volunteers can volunteer to help our organization. We never charge any families anything, never charge. We have resources where we can get to drones. We have a person, a director that handles special operations in SARS who is FEMA certified and Civil Air Patrol. We have our resources where we can get SARS rescue search dogs. We also have access, which we own, a database of over 9 million businesses throughout the United States that we can fax and email missing flyers to.
I know many of you listening are always looking for ways to help out. Some of you may want to donate while others may not be able to, but have time to donate. Here's how you can volunteer to help bring our missing home.
Well, we have volunteers that just want to be advocates that will help us share the missing persons flyer throughout social media. That will help us fax and email the missing persons flyer. Then we have people that decide that want to be case managers. What the case managers do, they will work the case along with one of us or, you know, the regional director of that region. But they will work the case, work alongside the family, be in contact with law enforcement or FBI field agents, whoever may be on the case. They will keep the case updated with everything that they've done. And that's a case manager. We offer all the case managers, regional directors, of course, the board and officers. We offer free of charge Microsoft Office. We provide that. We don't utilize Facebook except for our page. We use Microsoft Teams because we have over 70 cases. So Facebook is just, I hate to say this, but we've outgrown Facebook as far as chatting and things like that. We have outgrown it. We use Microsoft Teams. We keep everything very detailed, organized. We utilize a lot of that. Yeah, we have a donate button up for anyone that would like to help donate. Any donations, of course, with us being a 501, everything's very transparent. The donations are when we buy flyers for a missing person, supply food and water for searches, things like that, or to help with some of the expenses, you know, because running the website and things like that. But I pretty much maintain all that myself.
If you have any information about the disappearance of LaTanya Janelle Carwell, please contact Detective Sylvester with the Richmond County Sheriff's Department at 706-821-1020 or 706-821-1080. If you'd like to come forward with information but you don't want to go through law enforcement, you can call the Bring Our Missing Home tip line at 810-294-4858. There's currently a $1,000 reward being offered for information leading to LaTanya. LaTanya is described as 5'4" tall and weighing about 160 pounds, with brown eyes and dyed burgundy hair. LaTanya also went by her middle name Janelle, which could potentially be important if someone has encountered her and she used the name Janelle instead of LaTanya. If you'd like to continue to follow this story, I would suggest following Bring Our Missing Home on Facebook. Also, there is a local news reporter, Renetta DuBose, who you heard Kathy mention. She's been following the story from the beginning and is continuing to do frequent updates on the case. Her Twitter handle is @RenettaWJBF. That brings us to the end of episode 79. I'd like to thank Kathy for taking the time to speak with me and all of you for listening. If you'd like to contact me, I have a Facebook page and a group for the podcast. I am on Twitter @TheVanishedPod and also on Instagram. At the end of episode 78, I had mentioned that the next episode would be about a man from Iowa who went missing in Texas. I'm still working on that episode, but I fit this one in as an urgent case this week as well. So that episode will be next.
I mean, no one's getting any straight answers. Investigators are not, we're not, and we have all these pieces, and I listened to, you know, I've hung on to every word that she has said. I have scoured her Facebook page. I've listened to the videos and other stories that she's told people. I've been doing this all day, trying to see if there is a piece of something that's missing from what she told me that she told someone else that may connect. But I'm going to go back and scour back pages some more. It is Friday night. This is the night that all the new ads hit back pages. And all the children that are underage, their age group that they post under is 18 to 24. So that's the age group for the minors, 18 to 24. So I'm going to start scouring again. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for them to be out. I hate Friday night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries, and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.